I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this week's episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast.
And at that point, we just, you know, like the idea came to me. Remember, idea is the first currency from the universe.
Ideas are the first currency from the universe.
From the universe, yes. It's not my quote. Somebody said it. I can't remember who it was, but that's exactly how it is. Idea is the first currency from the universe. Because if we want something in our life, we want to sit down and write the question, what exactly do we want? And then sit and let it sift through, because the ideas are going to start coming to us. And then we just connect with the idea that resonates with us and we act on that idea, right? So that's exactly what manifestation is all about. Level up, don't look back, let's go. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And this show is brought to you by Vita Essentials. Today, we have an incredible guest on the show. I had the joy of being part of her global summit, and I love talking to her so much that I wanted to share her with my audience. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, Irina Portnova. Woohoo! Thank you so, so much. I love, Rebecca, your energy and everything what you are sharing. I've been listening to the episodes of your amazing podcast, and I can tell you, you bring the best of the best. So thank you so much. I'm honored to be here with you.
Oh, you are so welcome. We've had some incredible guests this summer, like Joe Vitale and Marcy Scheinhoff, and all these best-selling authors. So the show has just taken off this summer. We made it to the top 50 rankings in the USA. So it's because of listeners like you, Irina, and all the other wonderful people listening right now. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone who supports the show. And let's keep sharing it. But let me tell you about my beautiful guest, Irina Portnova. She is a sought-after manifestation coach, a speaker, and a podcast host. She is the founder of the membership, It's Your Time to Shine, and host of the empowering podcast called You Are the Masterpiece. She organized two global virtual summits like Supercharge Your Manifesting Powers. I think that's the one I was on. And Experience Love Again After Divorce. Irina combines mindset work, universal laws, and practical manifestation tools to help people attract love, abundance, and purpose. So you used to be in corporate America as an accountant. What happened? Tell us the story of how you went from an accountant to a manifestation coach. This is going to be a really good story.
Ooh, I love it. Yeah, and obviously Rebecca knows that story. So what was going on? I was just navigating the life in the 3D reality, right? Just having my family, going to work. And I did not know anything about spirituality or anything that is a little bit more than what we can see with our eyes. And what happened 7 years ago, I was on the verge of the divorce. And that was the first moment in my life when I started to question everything. And for anybody who is listening, we all have this moment where I call it the dark night of the soul. There is like that wake up moment that there is something for us to experience and actually a wake up call for us to like really pause and reflect, why are we here? And that's exactly what was happening to me 7 years ago. I was on this crossroad where I had to face the reality. And there were a lot of questions coming in, like, why is this happening to me? What did I do wrong, right? I started like to really go through my life like a movie and just trying to pick some parts and figuring out where did I step outside of my zone and what did I do wrong. So the more that I was sitting with that, the more I started to really think about all the great things that we had with my husband and how caring he was, how amazing he is. And that was something that actually allowed me to manifest our marriage back 10 months later. And let me tell you, it didn't happen overnight, just because I kept rehearsing like all the good things. And there was that deep inside of me knowing that it can be fixed. Although, so Rebecca,
how broken up were you? Like, had you moved out? Had
he moved out, right? He was living in the condo because we had two properties. He was living in the condo, and I had the minimum interaction. So I know a lot of women think that they can save their marriages by begging, by asking, by proving. That was not something that I was doing, because remember, it all comes from that needy energy. The more we try to attach ourselves to something, the more that thing is going to escape from us, right? So basically, yeah, it's like law of attraction. We repel something that we want, you know, like clinch on. So what happens, I was just, you know, like minding my life, trying to stay focused on my kids and the work. It was super hard. I can't even explain to you how hard it was. I mean, now I'm looking at it, I'm talking about it, it's easy, but at that moment I lost myself completely. And that's where I started, like, really. And the funniest thing was, Rebecca, from the outside it felt like it wasn't fixable, because he filed in the, you know, with the lawyer filed in the court. He was so convinced that this is the only way to go. Like, there was no point even to talk to that man. And everybody from the outside, everybody knew that this is the way to go. And when things really shifted, one day he just called me and he said, I want to talk to you. Let's talk. And in that conversation, he brought about reconciliation and see if we can make it work. Like, it was out of the blue, Rebecca. Like,
so you were an accountant, you had a job, corporate America, 9 to 5. Yes. And you were like, how can I save my marriage? So you found out about the law of attraction.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly.
What was like your first introduction to it, your first book, your first,
yes,
like, how did you find out about it?
So basically, it was far beyond. I did manifest him back without consciously knowing what I was doing, right? Okay. So again, it's our intuition, how it is on spot on, right? So we are always guided with our intuition if we allow to step in into that space, right? So I manifested him back, and that's when I started to, like, really asking myself, there must be something in this space, in this world, that I want to understand better, right? And the more I started to think about it, the more I started to be curious about numerology, astrology, and that's where I started to learn more about myself, who I am, and what are my gifts. So that was like the real path, right? And at that moment, I was still staying at my job, but that voice of, okay, there is something more for you, that you can have your own business, started to really show up more and more. But again, I did not know what I'm going to do. And I remember in October of 2019, that was my first experience. I purchased the program. It was called Manifesting by Numbers. And that's where I put out into the universe that I want to have my successful business, because it's going to make me fulfilled. But at that point, I did not know what it was, right? So it was back in October 2019. March 2020, the pandemic hits, right? And I'm losing my corporate job. And I'm just like losing myself, because now I do not know where to go, right? And after a couple of months of recovery and thinking, okay, you know, like, there must be something that I can do. But again, there were no jobs available. So what is there for me to do? The idea came that this is the time to start my own business. And you know what? There is that voice inside of us. We have actually two voices, right, Rebecca? One voice that is cheering and saying, of course you can do it. You can do anything. Right. And there is another voice inside of us that say, you know, like, you must be out of your mind. Like, what makes you think you can do it, right? So that's exactly what I faced one of these mornings when I woke up and I said to myself, I cannot stay where I am. I have to do something about my life. And if there is nobody hiring right now, then I'm going to start my own business. And that beautiful voice was starting to say, oh my God, what a great idea. You are going to have your flexible hours. You do not have to report to anybody. But then there was that other voice that started to creep in. And that other voice started to tell me, what are you doing? Are you crazy? Look at around. Everybody's shutting down their businesses. This is not the time to open your own business. And besides, what are you going to do? What are you good at? But that voice that wanted something more from life was so loud and clear that I just actually opened my mind and started to really allowing the universe to deliver what's coming next.
So let me get this straight. You manifested, you saved your marriage by mm-hmm. doing the law of attraction just because you basically willed it into being.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing certain practices like visualizing him coming back or writing.
Right. It was visualizing our time together, how great we were as the couple, right? Again, yeah. I was doing it more unconsciously.
Right.
Because I did not know anything about the law of attraction at that time. But remember, we all have that inner knowing, right?
Yes.
And it's all about to connect with that, right? So basically, my intuition was guiding me, like doing something, even though my logical mind, my conscious mind was like not aware what exactly I was doing.
And is your husband American or is he also Ukrainian?
No, he is from Uzbekistan, but it's also like part of, Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm. And everybody in his world was telling him that you're doing the right thing. You have to get divorced.
No, not really. Not everybody. But because he was so stubborn and he was so into that, that looking from the outside, it feels like it wasn't fixable.
So what was it that made him want to file for divorce? Like, what was his breaking point?
His breaking point because he did not feel that he has the authority. He did uh-huh. not feel that, he's heard, he is understood. And it just, one thing, again, whatever we entertain in our head, whether positive or negative, it's going to manifest one way or another, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hearing is he felt like you were in your masculine energy and mm-hmm. his divine masculine was not being respected. So you had to learn how to shift into your divine feminine so he would feel respected and heard. And so did you make that shift in part two of your marriage?
That's interesting. Yes and no. I was more aware of what I'm doing in my life, but at the same token, since I became going through that path of self-discovery, self-development, now I started to reevaluate everything, what was in our relationship, and for everything what I was blamed for, now I started to look at it from a different shade. Mm-hmm. And I started to really understand that there was nothing wrong with me, mm-hmm. but more there was no that ability to work on things together. Rather, mm-hmm. it was all about me fixing myself and putting all that blame on me. And the more I was learning about it, the more I was growing through it, the more I was realizing that we are not growing together, but we are growing apart.
So in part two of your marriage, how did you shift it so you could communicate better and start growing together instead of growing apart?
All right. So this is what it is. Once I started to tap on what is something for me to do in this life, right? Because we were talking about being in the business. Once I opened myself up, I tried a couple of different things. And then my daughter, who was in the high school, she came to me and she said, Mom, I can't study from home. Hire me the therapist. And I did not know any therapist. So what we did, we reached out to her dance teacher and her dance teacher advised to reach out to the life coach. And Rebecca, that was the first time in my life that I heard the word of life coach. And I was like, who are these people? Again, remember, we don't know what we don't know. If it's not in our awareness, we feel that there is no solution, right? I went online, I searched up the life coach, and once I started to read what they are doing, I instantly connected and I said, this is me. So not only I hired that girl for my daughter, they worked more than 2 years together, I also went on and got my certification.
Wonderful. I love that you use manifestation to save your marriage. When we come back from this commercial break, we are going to talk about the difference between manifesting love out of fear or manifesting love out of alignment, because there's a lot of single ladies in our audience that want to manifest love. So thank you everyone for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. And I will be right back with Irina Portnova after a short commercial break. Let's be real. It shouldn't feel so hard to feel just functional. You eat right, you move your body, you check all the boxes, but if you're still hitting that midday crash or waking up feeling already drained, your body might need cellular support. That's where Vita Essentials comes in. It's a cutting-edge NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD, the molecule that powers your cells and fuels your energy. This isn't a quick fix. It's a long-term mitochondrial strength in every capsule. So if you want sustained energy for clear focus and real vitality, try Vita Essentials and feel that shift from the inside out. Go to the show notes to grab your discount code. Hey, beautiful soul. It's Rebecca here, your magnetic abundance mentor. If you've been feeling stuck, burned out, or like you're living a life that's fine, but not fabulous, we need to talk. My one-on-one coaching isn't just your typical check the boxes program. It's a total mind, body, soul, and money makeover customized just for your goals. Today, we'll unlock your next level abundance in love, health, wealth, and happiness. You'll leave every session feeling centered, confident, and wildly magnetic to everything you desire. So if you're ready to stop playing small and start living the bold, balanced life you know you're meant for, let's do this. Schedule your breakthrough call today. It's free, it's fun, and it might just change everything. Imagine this, waking up in your own private villa, breathing in the fresh air of Ensenada, Mexico. Starting your day with yoga under the open sky, followed by a gentle hike through lavender fields. Then, sitting down to the most nourishing organic farm-to-table meal, all while being guided through my signature 7 pillars of abundance to completely set yourself up for success, not only for the rest of 2025, but beyond. This is the Manifest Your Dream Life Retreat. A luxurious, transformative experience happening this fall at the world-class Monte Valle Resort. And because you're a podcast listener, I have something extra special just for you. You'll receive a complimentary spa massage and a vitamin drip therapy treatment because your healing and your glow deserve priority. Spots are intentionally limited to keep it intimate and powerful, and podcast listeners get first access. So go ahead and head to the show notes and claim your spot before it sells out. This is your season to rest, receive, and manifest your dream life. See you in Mexico. Welcome back, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're here with manifestation expert Irina. And Irina, we were just talking about what is the difference in manifesting love from fear, like, oh my God, I'll always be single, I better hurry up and like figure out how to manifest, versus manifesting love out of alignment.
Oh my God, so much to share. So this is how the thing started to unfold for me. Well, I'm here already as a coach, right? I'm starting to coach and I'm now I'm really soaking in into the law of attraction and manifestation, right? Now putting together the connections, how did I manifest things that I manifested in my life? The more I learn about myself, the more I realize that our relationship is not growing, it's actually falling apart. And I am very much aware that you cannot make anybody to do something that they are not willing to do, right? So right. I love that expression, it takes two to tango. So when in my past, it was me always fighting, always trying to fix things. And I feel like majority of the time women are doing this kind of, you know, duty. At this moment, it became clear to me that we are not meant to be together going forward. But again, I'm just growing my business and I am using the journaling. I'm using my vision statements in order to call in the right man.
But this is when you were married.
Yes, when I was married, right.
You got your husband back and then you're like, I don't think he's the right one. We're not growing together. So you were trying to call in your soulmate.
Correct, soulmate. Yes, yes.
So did you leave this marriage and then call in your soulmate?
So this is how the story unfolds.
Yes, tell us the rest of the story. I wanna hear it.
So I'm writing in my journal, my main vision is to have somebody who is also into spirituality, who also understands me, what I'm all about. And we are actually speaking on the stages, sharing the same passion and purpose, right? And I'm like connecting with that again and again and again. And that's part of the manifestation. Meantime, I have my social media team who posts and direct message people, cold messaging. And they reached out to this guy. And that guy writes me back. And he says, Irina, I see we follow each other on the Instagram. And he said, are you interested in the email marketing? And at that point, I wasn't doing email marketing, but I said, I'm not doing anything with that, but I'm curious to learn. So we set up the Zoom meeting and we spent 3 hours talking to each other. And at that point, we just, you know, like the idea came to me. Remember, idea is the first currency from the universe.
Ideas are the first currency from the universe.
From the universe, yes. It's not my quote. Somebody said it. I can't remember who it was, but that's exactly how it is. Idea is the first currency from the universe. Because if we want something in our life, we want to sit down and write the question, what exactly do we want? And then sit and let it sift through because the ideas are going to start coming to us. And then we just connect with the idea that resonates with us and we act on that idea, right? So that's exactly what manifestation is all about. So the idea downloaded to me, Rebecca, and at that moment, I'm already trusting my intuition 100%. I already learned about my skills, about my gifts, about my strengths. I'm not doubting anything, right? So the download came to me. I want to have the podcast together, talk show. And I reach out to him, and we are just getting on the Zoom call, and we are figuring out, okay, love and relationship, this is the field we want to touch. And okay, what is a great name? So there was a lot of fun just going through the names. And we came up with the name Love It or Shove It.
It was called what?
Love It or Shove It.
Love It or Shove It. Okay, so you meet this guy, you have a 3-hour Zoom, you decide to start a podcast called Love It or Shove It.
Right. And we started, yes, and we started to meet like every week to see about the episodes, what exactly we are going to share. And the more we connected, the more we felt like there is that bond with us, right? But again, at that point, I was still married. And it was just more like, you know, like romantic, but more like professional approach. And then as I'm growing my business, I'm still not at that level of success that I desire. My husband feels like financially, he is very much, you know, pushed and he doesn't want to carry that burden. Mm-hmm. So we have this conversation and he tells me, you know what? You have to go back to the workforce. He said, I cannot do it alone. And if you want to do what you are doing, you can do it as the side gig. After you come back from your work, you can work on your business. And at that moment, Rebecca, I was so freaking awakened that there was no doubt in me by standing my ground and saying I would never go back to something that doesn't give me life. Once, you know, like once you have the taste of the freedom, once you yeah. understand what you're here to do, there is nothing that's going to stop you, right? And I remember myself shaking to the core 7 years ago. This time around, he told me, then we have to divorce. And I told him, yes, then we have to divorce. And again, he was the one to initiate it. And it was just the proof to show to me that he is not my man. Because if somebody values you, they would never just, you know, walk around and just constantly threaten you with things that would make you feel small, right? But at that moment, I was so empowered. I said, yes, let's do that. And we finalized our divorce last year. And it allowed me just to claim my peace back, because peace is something that was the most valuable thing for me. And, yeah. you know,
to protect your peace at all costs. Now, did you marry the guy from the podcast?
No, not yet. I mean, I just got divorced last year. You think that the next thing I wouldn't jump into the marriage so fast.
But are you with him? I mean, are you in a romantic relationship?
We are in the relationship. However, he lives in UK. I live in USA. And God willing, he's coming to visit me in January 2026. So this is going to be our first physical meet.
No, yes. Yeah. Relationship for how long, and you've never met? How long?
For 2 years, Rebecca.
A 5-hour plane ride from New York City, where you live, to London.
Yes, but
I don't understand why nobody has come to visit each other in 2 years.
Right, because we have our financial obligations, and there was no chance for us to really make it faster.
Okay. So
it's totally fine, because we are all in our, you know, paths.
Yes.
He's building the business, I'm building the business, and I want our meeting to be meaningful. To really show up. And again, you know what? I feel the best way is the patience. Patience is the virtue. When you have the patience, when you are connected, right? It's not, you know, like it's the proof to show that the souls do not have to be physically next to each other in order to feel the love, to feel the connection. And that's the beauty of this relationship.
And I love what Wayne Dyer says, that infinite patience brings immediate results.
Totally. Yeah.
Totally. Right. So my next question is, okay, you did this big summit about finding love after divorce, mm-hmm. experience love again after divorce. What were some of your biggest takeaways from talking to all these people who found love after divorce?
Yeah, the biggest takeaway is, you know, like we were raised with that feeling that, oh my God, there is only one person for us. And God forbid something happens that the relationship doesn't work out. It feels like this is the end of life.
Yeah.
But the more we tune in, the more we discover that there are plenty of soulmates for us. And it doesn't mean that once the relationship ends, we are just doomed to live the rest of our life without the love, because love is at core for everything in life, right? So the more we understand that, hey, it just, you know, like that partner, you know, like they say there is a karmic partnership, right? When the person comes to your lifetime just to teach you something, right? So you become stronger. Like the way I look at it, my ex-husband came to my life to awaken me to the true purpose and what I'm here to do. And there are like these soul connections where you have a soulmate or you have the twin flame, right? There are all like different kinds of relationships. But again, when we are standing in our true power, when we know who we are, when we have our standards, we are calling in that same person who holds the same standards, right? So it's not about not being, enough. It's like just, you know, really claiming what you deserve and do not allow anybody to steer you away saying that you're too much. It's not that we are too much. It's just they are not good enough for us.
Oh, we're not too much. They can't.
No, they are not good enough. Yeah.
You know what they say in American phrases? If you can't stand the heat, stay out the kitchen.
I love that. Totally. Totally. And there is always going to be the person who loves you, who respects you, who values you for who you are. Again, it's like you go through the weeds to finally, you know, discover that beautiful flower.
And it sounds like your first husband really challenged you and it made you mm-hmm. really be very clear on your purpose. Sometimes people are put in your life to challenge you and you're like, no, I don't want to go back to corporate America. Totally. I want to fight for me being an entrepreneur. And he really made you commit to it, maybe on a deeper level because he challenged you. So I think that is also a positive thing. And how old are your kids now?
My daughter is 20 and my son is 11.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, so we've been married for 24 years.
Amazing. So what is the biggest misconception people have about manifesting a soulmate, do you think?
I love that. The biggest misconception is, I think the most important thing first to match that person, right? Because a lot of times people know, okay, I can just sit down and write the list of all the qualities I would love to have in that person. But they forget that they have to be that mirror of that person. They have to match their qualities, right? A lot of times if the woman wants to have a guy who is financially, set, they have to also be financially set. And I feel this is the priority because no way I would want to depend on somebody, right? I want to have my own financial freedom. So that puts us in the position of to choose who we want to be with.
Yes, I think before women's liberation movement, women had to be with any guy who would take them because they needed food and shelter.
Totally.
They were not allowed to work. They were not allowed to have a bank account or a credit card. But what women's empowerment has given us is we can make money so we can actually choose who mm-hmm. we want to love, which is such an empowerment.
Right. So the biggest takeaway is for the person to become that version of themselves, right? Because every relationship, even if something did not work, we are still working to be better than we were, right? So there is something that changes. There is something that's shifting in us. Our values are upgrading, right? And that's the beauty of it. And when a woman can actually see herself to be powerful, to be independent financially, to be open to the experiences, she actually starts attracting with her energy the same type of man.
That's exactly what happened to me. I was a recovering perfectionist, so I was constantly speaking to myself in a very critical way, telling myself I did this and that wrong, and I attracted the type of guys mm-hmm. that were constantly criticizing me, telling me I was not good enough. And then when I started to speak to myself in a loving, compassionate, caring way, and to love and accept myself and to strive for imperfection, I attracted my husband, Ben, who just loves me and compliments me and lifts me up. But it was an internal decision. I had to change the way that I talk to myself. And I do believe in writing a list, but you have to embody, like you said, you have to embody the qualities of your list because people are a mirror of you.
Totally.
And you attract who you are, not who you want. We are going to cut to a quick commercial break. This show is brought to you by Vita Essentials. And when we come back, we are going to talk about your quote that says, "You are always manifesting. Why not do it with purpose?" Thank you, everyone, for listening. Don't go anywhere because we will be right back after this very short commercial break. Achievers know this. Just because you can't push through fatigue
doesn't mean you should. We've been told that exhaustion is normal, especially in midlife, but it's not. Vita Essentials is an NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD+, boosting mitochondrial health, mental clarity, and cellular energy. This formula isn't just filler-free. It's packed with clinically selected ingredients like CoQ10, paraxanthine, and resveratrol. If you're ready to supplement smarter, not harder, then Vita Essentials is for you. Because peak performance in midlife is not only possible, it's powerful. What if your skincare did more than just smooth fine lines or give you a glow? What if it helped you feel calmer, clearer, and more like yourself every single day? That's exactly what I found with Skin to Mind, a luxurious three-step ritual that doesn't just treat your skin, it supports your whole mental health. In just three easy steps morning and night, I feel like I'm giving my nervous system a reset and my skin a second chance. No overwhelm, no 10-step routine, just intentional, elevated skincare that makes you look radiant and feel deeply grounded. Because when you feel good in your skin, everything else flows. Ready to experience skincare that loves you back? Head to the show notes for your exclusive discount code on Skin to Mind and step into your new favorite ritual.
Okay, can I be real for a second? You're out there crushing it in some areas of your life, but in others, it's like a hot mess express. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. You're not just meant to survive, you're meant to thrive. And that's exactly what I help my clients do in my coaching program. Together, we'll tackle all seven pillars of abundance because who wants killer abs but a dumpster fire of a bank account? Or a thriving career but zero in the romance department? Yeah, no thanks. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no awkward sales pitch, just you, me, and a chance to figure out why you're stuck and how to get unstuck. So stop doom scrolling and start doing something about it. Click the link in the show notes and let's start giving you your best, most bougie life. You in? Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. We are here with Irina Portnova. You have a quote, Irina, that says, "You are always manifesting. Why not do it with purpose?" What does this mean?
I love that. So basically, what is manifestation? It's actually whatever thoughts we are entertaining, Rebecca, in our head. And the more we focus on these thoughts, sooner or later, they become our reality. We are manifesting all the time. But a lot of times, we do it unconsciously. We worry too much. We constantly are frightened of some experiences. And the more we give the power to these experiences, the more we are inviting them into our life. And a lot of times, people do not know. And that's when we are talking about even when sometimes the woman finally found that guy, attracts that guy that, you know, like she starts not even believing herself. She's like, pinch me, you know, like that person actually is with me, right? And the more they start entertaining these thoughts like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's with me. I'm not that kind of person that, you know, like he's going to leave me at some point. The more they start stressing out about it, sooner or later, they will actually manifest whatever they're afraid of, right? So my invitation for us to be more conscious of our thoughts, of our words, of our actions, because everything in combination is going to create the result that we are experiencing in our life. And if you really have that amazing man by you, just embrace it. And just say yourself, I am blessed. I totally deserve that guy because look at me. I'm such a fascinating person. I'm beautiful, like you say, beautiful, abundant, right? And the more you say that these things, the more you're just going to show up in this world, right? This is the energy that we are going to start producing. And remember, everybody feels us on the energetic level before we even open our mouth. So the more we connect with that, the more we carry ourselves with the pride, with the power, with that beautiful love, the more we allow in others to love us as well.
I like to say that worry is fear-based meditation. So if you're worrying, you are meditating, you are manifesting, but it's just coming from fear, and you are going to end up manifesting what you do not want.
I love that.
Do you have any tips or frameworks to go from fear-based meditation to the law of attraction, actually manifesting what you want?
Absolutely. So the first step is to become aware of your thoughts, right? Because our thoughts, whatever we are thinking in our head, is going to show up in our feeling, right? If we start thinking worry thoughts, how do we feel in our body? Our heart might start racing faster, right? We might have the cold hands, or, you know, like shivering, whatever it is, right? So we notice. Our first tool is notice what we are noticing. We notice that that feeling is not the regular feeling that we love to experience. And our job is to pause and to take a couple of breaths to calm our nervous system down, and then just connect to what was I thinking at this particular moment that made me feel this way, right? And we know it's not coming from a beautiful thinking. So in that moment, we want to say, okay, what would I really want to experience in my life? How would I love to feel? So we just shift our focus from something that is not favorable to us to something what we want to express. That's why it's great to connect to that image of happy relationship. What does it look like for you? Do you see yourself walking on the beach? Like for me, the best image is like holding the hands, walking down the beach, listening to the beautiful waves, right? Whatever it is for you, just connect to that image. Because remember, the way our mind creates, it does not distinguish between real and imaginary. And the more we are connecting with these beautiful images and we feel awesome, because feeling is the answer in manifestation, right? The more we feel the feeling, the more we connect with that, the more our mind treats it as our life and our experience, and the more we start calling in what we want.
So what is your favorite manifestation tool to connect with the feeling that you want to manifest?
That's great. Journaling. Journaling is a great exercise. Just sit down and take yourself to any scene. Like, a lot of people are waiting to feel good when something shows up in their life, but we do not have to wait. We can literally be in any moment, whether closing our eyes, visualize that beautiful scene. Or I love journaling because it's actually just writing your own story. And each time you can write something different, whatever you want that experience to be. Okay, I am on the cruise with the love of my life, right? I am in the cafe looking at the Eiffel Tower and he's proposing to me, right? Whatever it is, and just put some details. What exactly are you wearing? What time of the season it is? What are you eating? What are you drinking? The more you're going to feel it with all five senses, the more your mind is going to treat it as your current reality. And you start feeling it in your body, right? You feel relaxed. You even catch yourself smiling as you are writing. So I love journaling.
What is your morning practice? Do you journal every morning? Like, tell us about your morning routine.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, every day I wake up with gratitude. While I'm still in the bed, I'm already grateful for that another day of the beautiful gift called life, that I'm alive and I can actually create something in my life, right? And I connect with my angels, with the higher forces, with my ancestors, thanking them for guiding me, for having this beautiful experience. And then I have this beautiful, beautiful affirmation. I go in front of the mirror and I express the love for myself. I say, I love you, Irina. You are a magnet for love. You're getting better and better every day in every way.
Beautiful. Say that again for our audience to write that down. Yeah.
And I think I also picked it up from somebody who was sharing on the video. I love you. Then you put your name. You are the magnet for love. Every day, you're getting better and better every day in every way. I'm getting better and better every day in every way. Right?
And just like every day in the mirror, are you like looking into your eyes? Are you?
Yes, I'm looking into my eyes. I'm just, you know, like really full of love to myself for just being me, right? Because again, we do not have to reach the stars. We do not have to do something just to be loved. Just because we are breathing and we are here, we are already loved.
Yes, we're lovable because we exist. And there's a lot of high achieving people on this podcast that think they're only lovable because they achieve or win mm-hmm. or are successful. And if that's you, I'm telling you, you are just lovable just because you exist and just because you're a child of God. So when you look at yourself in the mirror and you say that beautiful affirmation, are you head to toe naked? Is it just like from the chest up? Like where are you when you say this beautiful affirmation?
I'm usually just in my night gown, right? Okay. And just like, just embracing the moment. Because remember, this is how we rewire our subconscious. While we are still half asleep, just from the bed, we know that this is the best time when we can reprogram ourselves. Our subconscious is very much open for the suggestions. That's what you do. And the same thing when I go to bed, I just visualize what I truly want in this life. And the more I connect with that, the more I'm shining and just smiling and talking to all my higher power and all the helpers.
So tell us about more about your morning routine. After you wake up, you look in the mirror, you say the affirmation, then
I express the gratitude, and then I sit down and I just journal. How do I want to show up today? Who do I want to be? How do I want to add the value to somebody's life? Mm-hmm. And whatever comes to my mind, that's exactly what I do, right? And I love, this is like an experiment with the life. The more you experiment, it's like going to the store, department store, and try on different coats, right? You do not just grab the first one from the rack and say, okay, I'm buying this one. We go right to the mirror, we put one on, we see how we look at it, we see how it feels, right? Same thing, we can always try different ways, how we want to show up, how we want to experience this life. And the more we have the joy in that, that's exactly how we are attracting whatever we want in our life.
So what has been the most surprising manifestation so far for either yourself or any of your students?
Well, the most important thing is just to know that everything is manifesting, right?
No, the most surprising. What has been the biggest shock or surprise manifestation?
The biggest shock, I guess, for me is to actually connect with my soulmate. Because again, like it was out of the blue. I was just writing. I was just, you know, like dreaming. And to have the dream come true, somebody who really values me for who I am, somebody who is emotionally connected. I love it because a lot of men do not have that emotional intelligence. They are very, you know, like hiding. And my ex was not emotional whatsoever. So it feels great to receive the compliments. It feels great to be really cherished. And just, you know, like it's the biggest surprise that the universe always knows what's best for us.
So when and where are you meeting in January? And what is this beautiful rendezvous going to look like since you've scripted it all out through the law of attraction and your daily practices?
Yeah. So he is coming to visit me in New York City, and we are going to just take a trip, go to Manhattan, visit beautiful things. He wanted to go to the opera. So I will buy the tickets to Lincoln Center, and we are going to have the time of our life.
Is he going to stay with you?
No, he's going to stay in the hotel.
Oh, I like that. Boundaries.
Yes, totally.
So what is, if you could tell the people listening today who they're like, Irina, you sold me, I want to start manifesting. What is one practice that I can do every day that's not going to take too much time or overwhelm my schedule? What would the one practice be that you would recommend to everyone?
One practice is just to have the affirmation. Whatever it is, right? Affirmation is just the positive statement that we keep repeating to ourselves until it really ingrains in us, in our mind, where we totally start believing in that, right? And something creates something, whatever you want to manifest, whether this is love and relationship, whether this is success in your business, whether this is financial freedom or the health, whatever it is that you're calling in, create, craft that affirmation for yourself, have it as a done deal, right? It all has to be in positive words with present tense or even past tense, and just start repeating it. You can even write it, or you can even record your voice and then listen to that, because again, your voice also has the power.
What are you manifesting right now?
I'm manifesting right now, scaling my business, have the team of 5 people to work for me, and just have more financial freedom.
Beautiful. And how can people stay in touch with you, Irina?
Yes, I'm going to give them the beautiful e-guide. It's called 3 Proven Secrets, How to Attract Your True Love. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I will share with you that link. And they can experience, or they can just visit my website, www.lifepalette.net. And there are plenty of free resources and to see how to connect with me. And I'll be happy to connect with anybody who wants to.
And where are you hanging out on social media?
I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm on Pinterest and YouTube.
Well, under what handle are you on these things?
Well, everything is different. So for easy, I'm just going to share some links with you so you can locate. Right. So it's usually Life Palette Coaching.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Irina, for a lovely conversation. I can't wait to hear what happens in January when you get to meet your soulmate in person for the first time. And thank you, everyone, for listening to the show and sharing the show and being a part of this beautiful movement that you can achieve success in life, not through the hustle, but through aligning your life in the 7 pillars of abundance: spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial life. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all 7 pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial, so you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you.
Have you ever opened your eyes and already felt drained or hit a wall by 2 p.m., even after doing all the biohacks? you're not alone. Thousands of us are walking around with low cellular energy and we don't even know it. That's why I take Vita Essentials. It's a high quality NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD+, the molecule that powers your mitochondria, brain, and body. One or two capsules a day equals long-term energy, clarity, and strength from the inside out. Because running on empty is not a vibe I'm bringing into this next chapter. Go ahead and grab a discount in the show notes.